If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
I think big thank you and big love to all of you out there.
Aww.
No,
aww, I feel like I'm
gonna cry now.
Hi, my name is June.
And I'm Daph.
And you're listening to our podcast, List Me Tender, where we delve into a list of things to do in your 30s.
Okay, surprise, surprise, everybody. We are back.
1 year later.
1 year later. And we are also back in person. I am currently in Australia with June, and we are recording in June's living room. And I'm staring really intensely at her, and she's not making eye contact because we are not used to this.
Well, mind you, the only other time we've done this is the pilot episode. So,
yes, which was, I think, almost 2 years ago.
Way more than 2 years ago. So, yeah. This is foreign territory, but we're here because we wanted to record a
goodbye episode. cry emoji.
Yes.
But yes, so this was actually very much instigated by June. Mm-hmm. I thought the podcast has just died and I just left it. I ghosted the podcast. And then June pulled me aside and said, "Daph, we need to record a final episode."
Yeah.
So here we are. And yes, I'm glad. Because this is a good ending to something.
End that, things well.
Yes, yes. Instead of getting ghosted.
Yeah, closure is so important.
Yes. Okay, why don't we give our listeners an update to what we have been up to in the last year. Mm-hmm. So just for some context, the last episode that was released was back in July 2021.
Yeah.
So it's been over a year now, and I feel...
Right now it's September 2022.
It's September 2022. Yeah. I feel like lots has happened.
So what's happened for you?
I quit my full-time job and I transitioned into more contract work, which is something that I guess I've always been wanting to do for a long time. And I guess I'm finally at a place where I feel like I can do it. I definitely think remote working has helped that a lot. Yeah. So that's been nice to be able to transition into that. I guess the other big thing as well is that I've actually had a really amazing year so far because I've been traveling since March.
That's amazing.
So over half a year. I feel like this was something that's been in the works a long time coming. It took the opportunity. But part of that, me traveling as well, is because I was getting a bit like getting cabin fever, and I just needed a change of scene. And I really, really missed being in Asia. I needed that change for my soul, and I just made the decision to work really hard for 6 months on the contract, make the money, and then
live off of it. That is ideal.
Yes,
so fun.
Yeah, and it's been amazing. Great
highlights, great, including fighting.
Yes, highlights include fighting. So my first stop was actually going to Thailand. I was in Phuket training Muay Thai and Jiu-Jitsu for 3 weeks straight. So I have never experienced, like, I've never pushed my body physically in that way before. So on average, I was training about 3 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Wow.
For 3 weeks straight. And it was amazing. I felt like it was like a life-changing experience. Mm-hmm. And now I feel like I want to make it part of my life. So I'm trying to find a way where I can take a month off every year and just train hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do it.
I will.
You are so fit right now. If you ever cross Daphne on the street, she will get you.
So that's been also, I was home in Malaysia for 6 weeks with my family, and being able to be with them and spend time with the family.
Yeah.
I've been eating lots of like great, delicious food. After that, I did like a European summer. So part of my bucket list was I've always really wanted to go to midsummer in Sweden, and I did it this year. I like forced my Swedish London friends to do this, and we went back to his hometown, and it was amazing. Wow. And we did midsummer. And then I was in London, I was in France for a wedding, and then I also had this amazing trip in Slovenia. So yeah, I had a really good European summer.
Doing all the things.
Doing all the things, eating all the things. And then yeah, now I'm currently back in Sydney. Haven't been back here for 4 years. Long story short, super, super grateful that I took this time off and can take this time off. It has been very fulfilling for my soul.
How about you, June? Well, mine is not as adventurous as that, but James and I moved back to Sydney middle of last year, so June 2021, and we managed to time it so that we had just finished up a year and a half of lockdowns in Toronto and made it just in time for the lockdowns in Sydney. So I joke that we have been in lockdown the longest out of anyone in the country.
I feel sorry for you.
Anyone in the world, potentially.
It was so unlucky because I know you were looking forward to coming back to Australia because everyone in Australia were living a normal non-lockdown life. But as soon as you arrived, I think the following week, the whole country went into lockdown.
Hotel quarantine, the country went into lockdown. So ironically, that was a point where less people in hotel quarantine had COVID than the outside world. But the silver lining of coming back home in lockdowns was that, being heavily pregnant at the time, I got to fulfill my wish of no one ever knowing that I was pregnant. So I think all up like 5 people that I knew saw me pregnant, and then everyone else it was like, hey, surprise, we have a child, here's our baby. So it was great.
June said to me before, this was years before she was even thinking about, I guess, getting pregnant, but she did say, if I ever get pregnant, and even if I am heavily pregnant with a big belly, and someone comes up and said, oh, you're pregnant, she would just deny it.
Yeah,
and I was absolutely. Like, what? She actually said, I'm just going to like deny it and say I'm not pregnant. But anyways, it was weird, but I'm like, okay, I respect. I don't understand it, but okay, good on you.
I just feel like that's very personal medical information and I don't want to disclose that to you.
Even though you're like clearly pregnant. Like, otherwise it's like a big tumor, like danger.
Yeah, I really wish I had the chance to flex that, but yeah, I didn't.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a new mom.
I am. Yep, it's been good. Yeah, definitely the hardest thing that I've ever had to do, but super rewarding seeing James as a father and seeing our baby grow and just looking at his little face. Like, I've never been so obsessed with anything, anybody. Yeah, I pretty much just spend my time looking at photos and videos of him once he's down to sleep. So that's my life now.
No, that's awesome. No, and then, but you're working. You've just gone back to work.
Yeah, I've just gone back to work. Yeah, so we're pretty settled into our life back in Sydney now. All right, so we wanted to thank a few people.
No, everyone.
Well, everyone, yes, everyone.
June and I feel really, really strongly about this, but I guess to anyone that's listening to this podcast, thank you so much for even being our listener. I still remember when we released our first episode, we did say, oh my god, if 10 people listen to this episode, we would be happy.
Yeah.
And I still feel that way. So thank you, every single one of you tuning into this podcast, to all our guests as well. Like, you know, really grateful. And yeah, June, do you want to talk a little bit about the whole friend?
Yeah, I guess what I was thinking about was the fact that we've had this opportunity to speak with our friends through the various episodes that we've done on topics that we wouldn't naturally have talked about.
Yes.
So the way that we were able to invite them onto the show and go really deep on some of these issues has been really
meaningful.
Meaningful, yeah. And quite formative, I think, for the years that I was in Toronto and even on my way back home. So, yeah, in some ways, I don't know if my approach to life would be entirely the same, and perhaps some of my physical circumstances would be different too. Yeah.
I'm not sure if we ever mentioned this, but for me, I think this podcast has been like a bit of a savior for me, because when we recorded this podcast was when I first moved to Canada, and I was having a hard time moving to Canada. I think I was feeling quite lonely, and you know, having this project and this podcast to work on was like a really good I guess, outlet for me because it gave us space to connect. So I had that connection. We talked to all these people. But also, I would say a lot of what we talked about in the podcast interviewing Jesse for that episode about side gig to main gig, speaking to Wendy, you know, like all of this, it was very inspirational. And I think I started my own little side hustle business as well. And I feel like I credit a lot of that to these conversations and the way these conversations planted the seed for me to be like, yes, I can do it. And I feel like maybe I wouldn't have started my own business or actually even transitioned to contract work or take a year off and do things differently if we didn't have these conversations. But mostly as well, really in awe of and all our friends and our guests to be able to speak to them deeply about things that they have done. And yeah, so I think big thank you and big love to all of you out there. Any learnings? You know we love doing learnings. Always got to be better. How can we be better?
Not retro though. For me, I think one of them has been to plan endings well. So, yeah, it is quite funny that we are recording this goodbye a whole year after
it died.
It died. A slow death.
Being ghosted.
Yeah, I think it's planning endings well. I think part of me is my ability to overestimate how much I can get done with the amount of time that I have and being way too overly ambitious about that. So I guess an aspect of being better at that would be to understand that some things do come to an end and how do we close that off in a way that's like, yeah, pays respect to the meaning that it had in my life.
The other learning I do want to have though, and this is probably for anyone that might want to start a podcast, is just to factor in like there's actually a lot of time spent editing a podcast.
Oh my goodness, yes.
So for this podcast, we're not going to edit it. We're just going to be, you're hearing
unfiltered,
just streams of thoughts.
Yes.
I think, you know, we put out 26 minute episodes. I think collectively June and I would have spent 4 hours editing a clip,
potentially more.
Yeah. And what's the observation from that, June?
My observation is that we need to get better at asking for help. We were doing it all ourselves, all the editing, like the cover art, the music, every single piece of it was done by us, and I think that doesn't have to be that way. And yeah,
so this is us forward. Asking for help. So yeah. But I feel like we wouldn't have done it any other way.
Yeah.
So now, even though you say that, I would still be like, yeah, as if I was going to ask for help.
It's going to be such a burden. Blah, yeah. Blah, like
it's going to cost money. Like, what? I don't want to spend money. Like, I can do this in my own time.
Yeah, that's true. Very scrappy. But maybe in the future, we'll think about that.
Okay. June has something to say about phone addiction.
Well, over the weekend, we had dinner with a friend and she actually asked us, hey, what happened to the phone addiction
episode?
Did you have long-term effects? Did you get better with your phone usage? And yeah, my answer is absolutely not.
Absolutely not for me too.
It snapped right back. I would say even like the next few days afterwards, like 2-3 days.
I would add it snapped right back with a vengeance.
Yes.
Right?
It was like, oh, we need to make up for lost time.
Yes.
Time that we didn't have on our phones.
Yeah. It's okay.
Try it. I still think that detox was meaningful because I definitely got more into biking after that. But yeah, in terms of long-term phone usage, I'm still on like 2-3 hours a day.
I think another reason why it's also hard to get off your phone is because everyone is on your phone.
Oh, you can't help it.
Yeah. Okay. So what's next?
What's next?
Well, June's a mum now, so she's just going to be... No, I'm not just... That's a terrible way.
Wow, way to write me off. My whole life is just a term. You're just a mum now.
You're just a mum.
Go on. My next steps is I would like to potentially edit the 2 episodes that we have up our sleeves. At some point, they're on health and finding your values. So they were really good episodes. We just never got around to editing them, so that's my immediate next step.
Okay. How not picking up the baby who's screaming the baby screaming from his room. We just left him there because we needed to record
this. We just need to record. We need to get this out. He was grunting too much for the last one. I'm sorry, baby.
We should
really
add some sound bites in there of him. He's got a block nose, but yeah, sad. Sad and sick.
Very sick right now.
Next step for me is I am actually going to be moving back to Canada.
Wow.
I made this decision where I don't want to live in a city, not right now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be moving back to Squamish, Canada, and I am going to pursue my side hustle as my main hustle next year. So if you guys want any kimchi or chili oil and dumpling, and you are located in Squamish, British Columbia, or Whistler. Remember?
Oh, Whistler. Ooh.
Well, yeah, I mean, or in North Vancouver. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do the Sea to Sky corridor. Make sure you follow me on my Instagram, lingling, LINGLING dot canteen. And yeah, you get all the updates.
Yeah, we'll link it in the really delicious kimchi. It actually made me think of my childhood when mum would make kimchi fresh.
And this is like hashtag very proud because June is like proper Korean.
Yeah, legit Korean.
Yeah,
legit Korean.
Say something in Korean. Say delicious.
정말 맛있었어요.
Yeah.
I'll invoice you for that one. Okay, so that is it. That was our episode. We are wrapping up and saying goodbye, and we will miss you and we love you and
thank you. I think a big thank you. It's been a great run. I still can't believe we have or had a podcast.
We had, and it made 30 episodes with this one. Yeah. So I think it's really something, you know, some a feather.
Do you think we could add that to our CV?
Oh, definitely. We talked and then recorded it for 30 episodes. I think it's like one of those, like, what's an interesting fact about you things? Maybe not CV material.
Let me think about that. Mate, sometimes I want to put random stuff on my CV. That's it from us, guys. Thank you so much.
Follow Daff on Ling Ling
Canteen. And everybody, have a good life.
Wow, so dramatic. Bye. See you soon.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.